it simple, keep it small, and there will be enough for all. Take a little, give a lot. Thank Mother Earth and Father Sky for what you've got.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Green Woman Podcast. I'm your host, Reggie, and a member of the Green Woman Tribe, which was created from the Healthy Women, Healthy Earth organization. We are women wrapping our lives around making a difference in this world. Well, I really wanted this podcast to get published today. However, when they did a Google update these past couple weeks, I could not get my microphone to work, and it was driving me crazy. So finally, after 45 minutes of spending trying to figure it out, I went to the Google as my friend and tried to figure it out. Well, here on YouTube, I found out all about it. They went and changed something, so we had to go back into our computer bases and turn our microphone on. I have to tell you, technology sometimes just blows me away. Well, enough of that. Monday was Earth Day. However, for me and the Green Women, Earth Day is every day. Whatever we do on this earth has an impact to our Mother Earth, our true home. And in return, it impacts each and every one of us. I know I have mentioned before that when I graduated from high school in 1970, protecting our environment, the world we live in, and Mother Earth was just beginning. But I have to say, we are still battling the same topics: clean air, clean water, pesticides, chemicals, toxins in our foods, water, and land. And nature is going crazy, and we're following right along with it. You know, I believe we are running out of time. We need to clean up Mother Earth soon, or it will be too late. And I also believe that our climate is heating up a bit faster than they predicted, because not of all the peoples on Earth are contributing to the process healing Mother Earth, and in turn, healing ourselves. In addition, we humans are becoming displaced in our societies. There is such a burden of toxins in the air, our water. It's in the foods we eat, the water we drink, and the chemical companies, the big ranchers and the like just keep getting richer. With all the toxins floating around in the air, the water, what we drink, the foods we eat, and yes, even the clothes we wear and the sheets on the bed and all our cleaning products, it is affecting our brains and our guts. And there is a direct correlation between the brain and our guts that helps keep our bodies in balance. You know, there's just so much on the internet about this, but it is true. But with all these toxins floating around, it is breaking down our bodies, our brains, and Mother Earth herself, which is really our true home. Our mental health is at stake here. We see it in our schools, our cities, our families, the homelessness communities, and even in our politics. And it's happening all around the world, but especially here in the United States. The Earth is inhabited by many different nationalities of people around the world. We all have a place in this world. Every living being, from humans down to the tiniest insect, should be respected. All living beings are dependent on Mother Earth, and we have to stop destroying Earth, which is our home. Earth is in a mess. We must stop the killings all over the world, make peace with each other and Mother Earth. So this brings me to a reading that I would like to do for you, and it's titled Lakota Code of Ethics. I just love it. It is my wish that I hope you can take away at least one of these suggestions and make it part of your daily ritual in life. For we all need to stop the fighting, the arguing, and start making Earth a better place for all to live and coexist. So this is how it goes. There's 20 little things I want to share with you. So the Lakota Code of Ethics, the first one, rise with the sun to pray. Pray alone, pray often. The Great Spirit will listen if you only speak. Be tolerant of those who are lost on their path. Ignorance, conceit, anger, jealousy, and greed stem from a lost soul. Pray that they will find guidance. Search for yourself by yourself. Do not allow others to make your path for you. It is your road and yours alone. Others may walk it with you, but no one can walk it for you. Treat the guest in your home with much consideration. Serve them the best food. Give them the best bed and treat them with respect and honor. Do not take what is not yours, whether from a person, a community, the wilderness, or from a culture. It was not earned nor given. It is not yours. Respect all things that are placed upon this earth, whether it be people, animals, or plants. Honor other people's thoughts, wishes, and words. Never interrupt another or mock or rudely mig at them. Allow each person the right to personal expression. Never speak of others in a bad way. The negative energy that you put out into the universe will multiply when it returns to you. All persons make mistakes, and all mistakes can be forgiven. Bad thoughts cause illness of the mind, body, and spirit. Practice optimism. Nature is not for us. It is a part of us. They are part of your worldly family. Children are the seeds of our future. Plant love in their hearts and water them with wisdom and life's lessons. When they are grown, give them space to grow. Avoid hurting the hearts of others. The poison of your pain will return to you. Be truthful at all times. Honesty is the test of one's will within this universe. Keep yourself balanced, your mental self, spiritual self, emotional self, and physical self. All need to be strong, pure, and healthy. Work out the body to strengthen the mind. Grow rich in spirit to cure emotional ails. Make conscious decisions as to who you will be and how you will react. Be responsible for your own actions. Respect the privacy and personal space of others. Do not touch the personal property of others, especially sacred and religious objects. This is forbidden. Be true to yourself first. You cannot nurture and help others if you cannot nurture and help yourself first. Respect others' religious beliefs. Do not force your belief on others. And the last one, share your good fortune with others. And this artist was labeled an artist unknown. I would just like to add that nature can be very, very healing. Just sitting outside on a rock or sitting with your back against a tree and let the tree hug you back. Smelling the flowers, taking a hike are just a few ways you can connect with the earth and also connect with your inner self. We spend too much time on our phones, social media, on our computers, watching movies, and the like. Our bodies and brains need the energy of earth to help us heal. And it is a perfect time to begin a new routine as it is spring. the season of renewal and regrowth. So let's enjoy the journey of our lives here on earth. Everything we do begins with ourselves. As always, I would like to give you all a big thank you for tuning in and listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please share the podcast or tell a friend, download and subscribe. We can be found on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, to name a few. Until next time, please stay informed, be healthy, live green, and become an activist for your own health. The health of your family and definitely the health of Mother Earth are true home.
Keep it simple, keep it small, and there will be enough for all. Take a little, give a lot. Thank Mother Earth and Father Sky for what you've got.